It's the People versus Chronic Illness, the podcast that shines the light on the fighters who beat their chronic health issues naturally. Now, here's your host, Kevin
W. Reese.
Eat the sunlight.
All right, welcome. It's episode number 3 of the People versus Chronic Illness. This is your favorite health educator in the whole wide world, Kevin W. Reese, and I'm so excited to bring you today Kelsey, all the way from Hawaii, who's going to tell us about her remarkable story about migraines and severe stomach cramping and acne and almost 40-pound weight loss. And we're going to talk about that with her in just a second. But first, I want to remind you to go get the De-Stress Challenge. 7-day De-Stress Challenge. It's absolutely free. It's on me. It's my gift to you. Go get that right now. eatthesunlight.com/pages/de-stress. You know, stress is the silent killer. So I wanted to give something to you for free. Help the world a little bit. Do my part. So go get that. It's for you right now. And if you love this conversation and you love this new show, be sure to share it right now so everyone can see it. And if you're on iTunes, be sure to subscribe. So let me now kick it over to Kelsey. Kelsey, hello. Hello. Glad you made it. We got a 6-hour time difference, so I'm glad we coordinated this.
Yes. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. So let's jump right into it, Kelsey. Okay. First of all, you suffered from severe stomach cramping, right?
Yes. Specifically like severe period pains.
Yeah.
And I actually found out why. So I have fibroids.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so every time you had your cycle, you would have these immense pains, right?
Yes, where I've had to go to the hospital, take pain medicine. Sometimes I couldn't walk, couldn't even lie down or sleep or do much of anything.
How long did these pains last? How old are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27. So how long has these pains been, how long have you been suffering with it?
Since I was in high school.
It's a long time.
Yes. So, I don't know, maybe about 15?
Wow. So, we're talking 12 years here.
Yes.
All right, cool. And those are completely gone, right?
Yes.
Gone. Just yes. Gone.
They are. It's exciting.
How does that make you feel? Like, tell me.
Well, I'm very happy. I mean, because I can actually do things like every day of the month and not have to worry about, you know, that like 7-day period of not being able to do anything. It's amazing. Right. It feels really great. I don't have to plan around it. I don't have to call out of work or, you know, cancel on friends or family if we have events going on. So I think it's really amazing. I'm really excited that, you know, it's not as bad and it's gone, the pain. The heavy bleeding that came with the pain is also, I guess you would say, not gone, but it's not as heavy as before.
Mm. Now, if you were going to the hospital, first of all, what did the doctor say when you would go to the emergency room in those situations?
They would say that all they can do is give me pain medicine. Like they couldn't really do anything else to help me. Just cover up the symptoms that I'm getting, which is the pain and the heavy bleeding.
Right, right. And if you've been going to the hospital for that long, obviously someone must have been taking you. Who is that person generally? And what do they say now? Like how do they rationalize? What do you mean the pains are gone?
Like, it's usually a family member, my dad, my mom, my brother, sometimes a friend, and they're shocked. I mean, you know, not having to take me on a monthly basis to the hospital, or, you know, even me being able to just work throughout the month or do things, they're like, it's crazy. It's crazy to them. Like, they can't, it's comprehended. It's amazing. They're really happy for me.
Great. I'm really happy for you. What about the migraines? You had migraines for 8 years?
Yes, 8 years. I've been on pain medicine for that as well. The doctors don't know why I've had migraines. But I used to get migraines really bad. They used to happen about 2 times a week.
Mm.
And I used to be in a vegetative state when I was going through the migraine. It would last about like a couple hours. I wouldn't really be able to eat, drink. If I did, I would, sorry to say, but I would throw up or get really sick. And they're actually completely gone. Haven't had a migraine since I've been off of the 120. Yeah. Haven't even had like a mild headache or anything.
Right. That's awesome. And I'll tell you, migraines, I mean, on the ETS 120 program, the migraines might be our number one thing. I mean, people are over those quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty amazing stuff. What in chronic coughing, you had problems with the old lungs?
Yes. I've coughed. Well, I used to be a smoker before the 120 challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what contributed to it. But I quit cold turkey doing the 120 challenge, and my lungs actually feel a lot better. I don't cough anymore. I don't wheeze. It used to be pretty bad more at night when I tried to sleep.
Right.
I can sleep fine now.
Right. And acne, your skin cleared up?
Yes. I had severe acne all over my back, my face, and now it's gone.
Gone. it's fun stuff, isn't it? And you lost almost 40 pounds, right?
Yes, 39. That was really exciting. I've been trying to lose weight for a long time. So for me to lose weight was just, I felt really good about myself.
Yeah.
On top of all the other health benefits, just the weight loss too, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So severe stomach pain, cramping that brought you to the hospital, gone. Acne, gone. Chronic coughing, gone. Migraines after 8 years, gone. Plus almost 40 pounds off. This is amazing stuff. What are people saying to you right now? Like, do they think you're crazy? Do they think I'm crazy?
Yes, they think that I'm crazy, but they're happy for me. I mean, yeah. I've actually gotten people to eat more fruits in their diet and vegetables. They tell me, like, you're crazy for taking meat out and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm healthy. I'm happy. I mean, I don't think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
They're amazed.
Yeah. I'm not amazed. I knew that this would happen. And you, we go back a while on Instagram, right?
Yes.
And you would leave comments underneath pictures and stuff. And, you know, you were interested in the program for a while. I remember. And it took you a while to get in.
Yes. It did.
Yeah, and then you finally got in, and look what happened.
And I'm really speechless. The results are amazing.
Yeah, and it's not just you. It's all these other people around you, and it's got to be pretty motivating for everyone, I think. It's motivating for me to keep going, that's for sure. One of the cool things was you being from Hawaii – you would post pictures of all these crazy tropical exotic fruits that none of us really had. And you would just be like, oh, I went outside and picked it off the tree.
Yes.
What kind of fruit is growing out there that you have access to?
We have a fruit called egg fruit. We have lychee. We have, a sister fruit to lychee, which is called longan. We have star fruits. We have tropical papaya, which I think Hawaii's papaya is a lot better than what I used to eat in the mainland. We have dragon fruit, all kinds, pink, red, white, yellow. Just a ton of fruit that even I haven't tried yet.
You know how expensive dragon fruit is out here in the.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's like $8 a pound.
Really? We can get it for free here.
Yeah.
I grow like 3 dragon fruits. My auntie has like 4 plants in her backyard. So you can get it everywhere. We also have breadfruit, which I know some people were talking to me about on the group.
Very similar to cherimoyas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. And for anyone watching this that doesn't quite understand what's going on here, we eat a lot of fruit, a lot of fruit. And we don't care about the dang sugar. It doesn't matter because it heals us, especially along with the tea. And Kelsey is a great example of that. So what do you do in social situations, Kelsey? Because obviously, you know, people... You know, you have a boyfriend, you got parents. I mean, people want to go out to eat and socialize. Like, what do you do about that type of stuff?
Well, if it's at a restaurant, I normally get salads. Mm-hmm. A lot of restaurants here will do fruit bowls, and I'll just ask them for maybe just one type of fruit. Or if we go out somewhere else that's not a restaurant, I usually pack my own food, whether it's salad, fruit, sometimes I'll pack for other people too. That's always the easiest for me because then I'm not like, I don't want to eat other food. I don't want to eat, you know, like greasy meats or anything like that. So I always try to pack my own food.
Right, right. Are you inspiring people around you to change? Is that happening yet?
I've had a lot of people that said that I am an inspiration. Yes. I've had a couple people come up and ask me about the program recently.
Yeah. If they're only 120 days away. You got to tell them you're only 120 days away.
Yes.
So, what do you think it's going to take for people to realize? Because, obviously, you have a sense of being all the suffering that you've been through, and now you're free of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're obviously a believer. What do you think it's going to take for people in the mainstream to start believing that there is another way, that this natural stuff, this eat the sunlight stuff works?
Probably just seeing more and more results. I mean, I don't know, people that I know have a hard time with, they ask me a lot about like protein and they can't seem to understand that I get my proteins in other ways through the fruits and vegetables. And that's, I think, the biggest factor for a lot of the people I know is like the protein,
right?
You know?
It makes sense. Protein has been drilled in our heads for the last 20 years. Protein. Got to get your protein, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just not true. And certainly you can't heal on massive amounts of protein, as we're seeing with all the people coming out of the 120 program, including yourself. So, yeah, I get it. But maybe, Kelsey, maybe they have to go through a suffering learning curve before they say, let me do that program Kelsey did, you know? You think that's it?
Yeah. For sure.
Did it take, you know, how long did it take you to make the decision?
I think it was a year, maybe less.
Yeah. Because I remember you contacting me on Instagram talking about, oh, I'm not drinking soda anymore because of you or something like that.
Yeah. Yes.
And soda feels like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't miss it.
So what made you finally decide to do the program? Was it seeing results? Was it, I know you you spoke to Keisha. Keisha helped you get in. Like, what was it?
Definitely seeing the results. And I know Keisha was going through the program, so being able to see her videos on YouTube and what she was going through kind of opened my eyes. And I was like, okay, I really do want to try it. Like, I need to heal my body. And I don't want to suffer anymore. So just seeing the video of her talking and, you know, her results were pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, she kept tracking. You kept track on YouTube as well. What's your YouTube channel?
It's under my name, Kelsey Kuwahara. Mm-hmm. You can find it pretty easily, I think.
And you kept track pretty much what? Like you did what, a video every week or two?
Yes, I tried to do it every week, sometimes every few days. Definitely did the first day, the middle, and the end for sure.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you're going to inspire other people, which is really, 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 really cool. Cool peppers, you know? So what's next for you? You don't think you're going to fall off the wagon here now, are you? Because you know if you fall off the wagon, it's going to hurt, right?
Yes, no, I'm not. I'm definitely not. I do want to go on to the next program. I think the Detox City, is it?
Detox City inside the Sunlight Circle, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, I mean, after the 120, there's a bunch of other options to help people maintain. And, you know, Kelsey, Keisha's a good example of that, you know, because I worked with Keisha back in 2013.
Oh.
She got better, and then she fell off.
And then I didn't know.
And then she came back mad years later. And now she's like a superstar. So it's like some people got to learn the hard way. And I don't want you to learn the hard way. You know?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not going to fall off the wagon. I don't want to go back to feeling that pain again. And
yeah,
going through all those hospital visits every month. No, mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And migraines, you said they were like, you had to like isolate yourself when you have those migraines. Like, how did you even did you have a social life? Like, was it hard to go out and have fun and stuff like that?
Yes, it was hard. I mean, after a while, a lot of my friends stopped inviting me to things because they were like, oh, we don't know if you're just going to cancel on us. It was also hard to find like a steady job, you know, calling out all the time.
Mm.
So that was hard too, financially.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah,
it's amazing how these chronic illnesses they really enslave us, if you will, and you know that's why we call it the people versus chronic illness. Because you know, yeah, I created the program, but you had to do it. You know what I mean? Like I can't come to Hawaii and show up like, hey, do this, blah, blah. Like you did it yourself.
Yes. Yes.
What gave you that discipline to do it? Because 120 days, it's not a long time, real in the scope of things. But it is 4 months, and some people are really intimidated by that. What gave you the discipline to just stick it out?
You did, and the community, the Facebook group, the people, you guys, you know, had a lot of love for me, had a lot of support, and just being able to always talk to somebody really made it easy for me to stay on track and not, you know, cheat or have my cheat days.
Mm.
Plus, like the transition part of it, I did lose a significant amount during the first month, which the weight loss itself was pretty amazing. And I was like, it works. I do want to stick to it, you know?
Yeah. The transition period, the first month is, something I've been doing with clients for a long time and it works, but some people don't have the patience to do it.
Really? You know, I thought you made it pretty easy. Like it was easy to follow. I didn't have any challenges with it.
Well, that's great to hear for me. Cause we do get people who are fed up with it and they're just like, where's my meal plan? It's like, yeah, your meal plan comes on day 30. Like we need to transition you first. And I think it's just a lack of patience.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah. So while I got you on the line here, what's it like in Hawaii? Tell me.
It's hot. It's hot. It's right now it's turning into fall, winter, so it's rainy. But I mean, it's nice. I like it. Beautiful.
And were you from the here originally? I mean, the mainland, if you will?
No, I'm from Hawaii. Okay. I'm from the island of Oahu, which is the capital of Hawaii.
Okay.
And yeah. Okay. I love it. It's different. I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a tourist attraction, that's for sure. I hope to get down there one of these days for sure. Perhaps you can show me around. We need to get this Eat the Sunlight thing everywhere. So Hawaii would be a great place. So
Hawaii would. We have tons of fruit that's available all year long.
it almost sounds too good to be true.
No.
You know, we struggle out here, you know, like right now it's grape season, apple season, and, you know, winter, everything will kind of dwindle away a little bit. But, all right. So I'm so glad that we were able to organize this and have a conversation on this this podcast. So, Kelsey, I really appreciate it. And keep up the good work. And keep motivating people and keep being a role model. You know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. So all that said, I want everyone, if you liked what you heard from Kelsey, share this video. Share it. Like, comment. Let's get it out there. If you're on iTunes, be sure to subscribe and spread the word, The People Versus Chronic Illness. We're just showing you what's possible here. I mean, this is amazing stuff. That we can heal. There is another option. You don't have to be on all these meds and everything. Kelsey's a good example of that. And we didn't even talk about the meds, did we? Let's go back to Kelsey. Hold on a second. Kelsey, you're off your meds, right?
Yes, I'm off the pain meds.
How many were you on?
I was on like three different ones. And I used to take them multiple times a day, three or four times a day, which is actually pretty bad because they were supposed to only be like two a day.
Mm.
But the pain was pretty bad. And I'm off of it. So that makes me feel good.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Griselle still has the record though. 16.
Oh.
He was on 16 meds.
Wow, that's a lot.
16. I can't even wrap my head around that. 16 meds. But anyway, back to my outro here. So share this interview if you like what's going on, The People Versus Chronic Illness, and go get that de-stress course. It's absolutely free. eatthesunlight.com/pages/de-stress, and I'll teach you how to get that stress out of your life as best as possible, because stress is the silent killer. Thank you all for watching on Facebook and listening on iTunes. This is Kevin W. Reese signing off. Walk with peace.
It's The People Versus Chronic Illness, the podcast that shines the light on the fighters who beat their chronic health issues naturally.